Vintage Vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
David Russo remembers literally raising the roof on Manson's Community Hall in the 1970s.
In the late 1970s, Manson's Hall was 50 years old and showing its age. At the time, it was less than half the size it is now. It was just the main hall, the part with the wood floor, the stage, and a small coat room and children's room where the Pioneer Room is today. It didn't have the East Wing seating area and bar in the main hall, the Pioneer Room, any of the kitchen, offices, post office, preschool, and upper floor that is there today, or the pottery studio down below. It was in a rough shape. The windows had been broken so often by floor hockey that they were covered with steel mesh. The floors were ancient linoleum, and the roof was aging cedar shakes that leaked and housed a lot of rodents. Still, it got a lot of regular use for meetings, dances, weddings, etc. In 1979, a group of younger islanders, led by John Sprungman, got the idea that we could replace the hall using federal employment grants available at the time. We got some resistance from the community association, who were nervous that we would start a project, do a lot of demolition, and then not finish it. So we compromised and agreed to keep most of the old building and add to it. The grants were successful, and we started the work that eventually turned into a two-year project employing carpenters, finishers, electricians, loggers, and drawing in major amounts of donated materials and services. Ken Hansen donated the bulldozing, and Elmer Ellingson the backhoe work and the sand and gravel. Bruce Ellingson and Gunnar Hansen milled the cedar roof decking. We even set up a sawmill where the parking lot is today and cut lumber for beams from trees donated by adjacent landowners. We decided to remove the small south wing that held the coat room and children's room and replace it with the Pioneer Room. It was then that we discovered that it was much newer construction, built with a Confederation grant in the 1960s. The cedar shake roof was in good condition. It was a shame to waste it. So, we went around the walls and cut the whole roof loose, then cut down a small tree and made a strong beam out of it, threaded the beam under the roof, and chained it all up for lifting. The next day, Stephen Graham came with his logging truck and used the loader to lift the whole roof off intact and place it carefully on a waiting flatbed trailer. We auctioned that roof to Jack Wasiliu, the owner of the John Manson Sunnybrae Farm, known today as Raven Farm. We got a good price for it. Included in the sale was the relocation. Jack built some walls to fit. We towed the roof over there and Stephen lifted it up. Jack had an instant new farm building. It still stands there today.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio, and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.